What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestleholics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
Man, first and foremost, man, shout out to Manny, man. We didn't get to shout him out last episode.
Oh, man.
Back-to-back episodes.
Shout out Manny T, man.
Appreciate you, though, bro.
I swear, we just left them all out that last episode, didn't we?
I thought about it. I was like, damn. We got to think about it. I have my cousin on, too, so we was really just trying to get everything in order, man. Yeah. So, Let's talk about it. Royal Rumble. What a great weekend.
I was wrong. Y'all was right.
Finally.
Y'all was 2 for 2.
I know something I'm pissed off about.
What?
I ain't bet you or nothing.
That you was did like, it. That was, and I tried to, remember? I was like, damn. I tried. You would have won a bet finally.
I was so bad. I was like, man, I could have got a shirt.
Yeah, it was on for his first shirt, man. You could have got you an American Nightmare shirt.
That's 100% what I was going to pick, too.
I knew you would.
Got to make my own now.
Hey, you do got that company, though. Shout your stuff out.
Shout out to the Kaida Lounge. Shout out to my guy Beasley, man. He helps us with the shirts at the Kaida Lounge, man. Make sure to tap in with him.
I don't get too happy. I ain't even got to go to the Kaida Lounge yet. Don't give him too much pub. I ain't even been there yet. I can't even get in.
Everybody has not been in there. That's what I'm trying to. It looks like a lot of us in, but not. We really start opening in about 2 or 3 days. February 1st, when we actually like people want to come in.
That's what's up.
Kind of just see if they want to come in, podcast and all this other good stuff, get photography done, get some shirts done.
Yeah. We're
doing a lot of few things, but there'd be more to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Shout out Kaida.
Shout out to Kaida.
Fuller Vision.
Fuller Vision. That's a different story.
We got other avenues, but we could shout them out on here, yeah, man. This is an extension of us.
I think I'm not used to shouting out all these type of things. Like,
yeah, it's part of you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm so used to being a person like, hey, man, let's give out a shout out to the sponsor. Let's give a shout out to my guy. Hey, you got anything put out? I'll be forgetting about it. Yeah. I was like, oh, wait,
it's no different, though, than me asking people to read my articles.
Yeah.
It's no different.
I think I'm not used to. I'm so used to be on a podcast thing where it's like a team.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, all right, y'all, let's all post this or let's use this caption. So now it's just me. I'm like, dang, I'll be forgetting about myself.
Yeah, man. You gotta show some self love.
Definitely. If y'all get the chance, man, follow Fuller Vision on Instagram. That's Fuller_Vision.
Yeah. The man behind our videos on Wrestleholics as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give it a follow.
I know some people gonna look at our YouTube. What video?
We got a YouTube short up. We got the video with Zena.
Yeah, we got our TikToks. Yeah. Got our Instagram. So definitely make sure to tap in with that.
More coming,
man. Can't wait. Let's get back to the Royal Rumble, man.
Let's do it.
I just don't even know how to start off about talking about this because,
I mean, start off with what I know. Makes you the happiest. I mean, you walking in here, you smiling, looking like the LWO walking through the door.
You know,
and I'm like, man, he looking a little too happy.
Say, I was fighting worth that LWO. You snuck that one right on in there. You snuck that one so smooth.
And I was like, smiling. I'm like, what is he so happy for?
I wish we had a camera right now where I was just like, I was smiling. I heard the LWO. My face turned like, okay, I see what type of BS he's on today.
It's going to be a great episode. What you smiling for, Drew?
I don't even want to talk about that one first. I really just want to talk about the women first.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. That was the one that started the Royal Rumble anyway.
Yes. If I could say anything to start off with that, I'm very proud of everyone except... No, I'm not even going to do that.
Ooh, I was going to say except... No. Whoa, my eyes got big.
It is one, but I'm not going to do that.
No. Say it with your chest.
I'm wait a little bit.
Okay. I want to hear that.
Just give a shout out to all the women that participated in the Royal Rumble.
Absolutely.
I personally felt like from a production standpoint, from an entertainment, they all did great.
Yep.
In a way. Like, just looking back over, I think I've watched it about 4 times now. Like, just wanted to get my notes, and then also just like to see how the Royal Rumble has elevated over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Because this wasn't really one of my biggest shows, even though it does determine who's gonna main event.
Yeah.
I think it's more special now. It means a little bit more. So watching that Royal Rumble, I really feel like everyone who entered that Royal Rumble, they did something to make you be like, oh, that was kind of dope. Like,
mm-hmm.
They literally put in work. So definitely congratulations to all the women that came. Just even going on by the start off, Naomi coming back.
Yes, number 2.
I was with my guys from downstate.
So did you notice real quick though that husband and wife Jimmy and Naomi both came out number two?
I did recognize.
Notice that until when we rewatched it earlier. Me and my lady, she was like, "Oh, that's corny. They both came out at number two," and I was like, "I didn't even notice that."
No, I did because I had that feeling actually. Because you got to think about when Jimmy had made his draw and his look on his face. I was like, "Heck, he might be number one. How he looking?"
Right,
exactly. Number two though, so I was happy to see her. That was like actually a moment where it was weird for me.
Yeah.
Cause when I seen her coming out, I was like really happy. I was like, oh dang, like this is really a special moment. And then when the match had started and they just said, welcome back. It really do put like everything she did a couple of years ago. That all was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
That literally was all worth it. I was very proud of her. I was happy she got to have that moment and just hell, just welcome back.
Yeah, she got emotional too. And, you know, obviously the crowd, the welcome back chants, man.
She had to shake it off fast.
They started with a bang. You know, I mean, who started with her again? Natalya.
Natalya
came out first. Everybody was like, boo.
Oh, that was so wrong too. I was like, I heard him say it
so bad.
I was like, dang, she even do that, man. This is supposed to be a happy match.
I feel so bad for her every week, man. Because, like, I'm not personally a fan of Natalya either, but, like, she comes out number one, and it's like, what? Really?
She didn't do bad. Like I said, every woman did, but
I just feel bad. They need to turn her heel because it was rough.
It's so hard because, like, heck, y'all got her as a heart. Like, just y'all literally keep her in that heart realm, I guess. Like, everything's going to be lucky go. And
I feel bad.
Every blue moon, she'll have, like, a heel moment.
And it made Naomi coming out number two even bigger, too, because it's like, boo.
Yeah. We just want to see her right now.
Exactly. So, yeah, that elevated Naomi coming back at number two. That was definitely a big way to start. So to start off, man, I think this was the best match of the night of the whole pay-per-view. You know, a lot of people enjoyed the men's rumble. I will get to it later, but I did not. I thought the women's rumble was way better in terms of match quality, in terms of surprises, and just in terms of the ending, too. It ended a lot like last year's, very similar to Rhea eliminating Liv with this year Bayley eliminating Liv to end. So in very similar fashion too, but I think it was the best match of the night. I don't know if you agree, but I thought it was, I don't even think it was close, to be honest. I thought it was by far the best match of the night.
I hate to give it the best match. I think it's because it was the first match.
Started with a bang.
But it's just like you can't pass up what they did. Like, heck, I even started off to tell them like, yo, congratulations to them, because that was really a show. And then also it made me appreciate like the art of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, man, think about all the people that got to come in. Think about how like the communication is.
Yeah.
I'm like, that had to be the hardest. I have a note about Bayley in the Royal Rumble. I don't think nobody recognized this, but besides Damage Control, she took everyone's finishing move in that match.
Yeah.
And I'm just right here like, dude, you were literally in here for a whole hour with no water breaks or nothing. You could lay down and all that. But, like, oh, that was just an amazing match on her part.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else impressed me.
I mean, Jade. We can't talk Women's Rumble without talking Jade Cargill.
I know.
And her debut. Also, again, remember I told you she was going to be in the final, didn't I? I told you she was going to be part of that final group. I knew it, man. That's the way you got to do it. She didn't. Remember we were talking about how, you know, Road Dogg on his little show was saying that she needs to win the whole thing. You don't need. I said it from the beginning. She did not need to win this thing in order to bring all this hype with her. She has enough, and she did enough because she is one of the main names that people are talking about, and she wasn't even in the final two.
Man, I feel like we're not even talking about her enough anyway now, because when she came in there, she dominated.
Mm-hmm.
She got Nia Jax out of there real fast.
Nia Jax picked her up like me picking up my kid.
I'm just like, oh, Jesus.
Like, just picked her up and, you know, gave that little flex. I was like, okay.
Oh, the middle of it.
I was like, okay.
My eyes got big when I seen her do it. I was like, oh, she's strong.
Yeah. And that moment with Bianca. Come on.
I ain't gonna lie. I was so confused about that moment. And that's in a good way. Cause I'm just like, yo, we can't get this match right now.
Not yet.
I was like, wait, can we make him a tag team? Wait, what? Like, or can we say, what are we gonna do with these two?
I didn't even think a tag team.
I was looking, I was like, oh, that'd be a dope tag team.
That wouldn't even be fair.
Even their personalities.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, let's see what happens. But I'm like, I'm not rushing nothing with that.
Right.
I'm not rushing nothing with that process. Just do the right thing with them.
Yeah, please. They off to a good start, though, because Jade, her debut was a big deal. Mm-hmm. She did great. She looked better in the ring than she did in AEW, so you can tell she's been working. And she's been, obviously, she's been in the Performance Center down in Florida since pretty much she was signed in WWE. So she's been putting in that work, and it definitely shows.
So in the beginning, we all know, I was never a big fan of her.
Oh, really?
In AEW, I was not. Like,
oh, she's one of the few things I liked about AEW.
I wanted to like her.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Part of it was just she didn't have like the main title.
She didn't have no she didn't have no competition. So when she lost the TNT title, I was like, "Yo, so is she staying here to get the world belt, or is she just gonna do her own thing or just retire?"
Right.
No, this WWE move was the perfect move. They took their time with her. Yep. They made sure she was right. Hey, that was probably the best debut I ever seen in a Royal Rumble match.
I also got to give a shout out too. Mm-hmm. So a couple more women that did good. Okay, and. Man, I got a few more.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I do got one on my mind.
Yeah, I mean, I want to give one more. So we mentioned her a little bit already, but Nia Jax, you know, obviously being eliminated by Jade Cargill, but Nia Jax also, ever since she's came back, has done some great work as a heel since she's been back, and I've really been enjoying her run. I mean, she looks great. She's slimming down. She's more in shape. She's looking better in the ring. Her character's developing. She's getting a little bit better on the mic. She's in a feud now with Rhea Ripley, probably gonna face her Elimination Chamber. We'll see how that goes, but like, she was good in the Rumble too. You know, they all tried to eliminate her. I don't know if you remember that part, but they all tried to gang up. And
I was
like,
so happy that didn't happen, because I think they did that last year too. Yeah. And I was like, no, y'all ain't gonna keep on.
You can't just all gang up on her.
Like, man, at least this time y'all do get a chair or something. Make it believable for me or something. Like, somebody go pop her real quick.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I'm beyond the Royal Rumble, but I've been enjoying Nia Jax just in general, but especially in the Royal Rumble.
I got a wrestler. I think this one gonna catch you off guard. Jordynne Grace.
Yes, that's one of mine too. So okay. We agree.
So I was very impressed by her. That was my first time ever watching her. And then after that moment, I did watch a little bit of her matches. Not too much, but I did like her entrance. When she got into the ring, she hit the ropes and everything. She got the business. I didn't know
TNA Knockouts champion making history.
That's another thing with WWE. I'm kind of happy they were bringing in like this TNA star, and it wasn't just like no TNA star from the street. It was like someone who's credible.
Right.
So that's why I appreciate with them doing that. It's not like, all right, we're not just bringing nobody. Like last year, I think it was they brought back Mickie James, even though she had the TNA belt.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Like y'all kind of let TNA shine a little bit. Y'all don't do too much. Y'all don't discredit them.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that'd be something they do with the men's in the near future. I hope. So let's see how that goes.
I think we were hoping, we'll get to that in a minute, but like we were hoping for that, because they definitely. Mm-hmm. Showed love to TNA in the Women's Royal Rumble, and Jordan did a great job too. I was gonna mention, I mean, she was banging in there with Bianca for a while, and obviously Bianca ended up eliminating her with the KO with the KOD on the apron and eliminated her. But she had a great showing as well in the Rumble. Mm-hmm. So Jordynne Grace was another one that I had too.
Yeah, I definitely liked her. Bianca Blair, she did great.
Yes,
I got scared for her to start because I see she tripped over the rope.
I was like, uh oh, one of them nights. That was your cousin. He picked her.
Yep, he picked her.
He picked her to win. And when she was still in there, when we got down to that, I think it was the final six. Mm-hmm. I was getting a little nervous. I was like, uh oh.
I didn't. That was another thing. It was making me nervous because Bailey was also going on top of the rope
close
a lot,
a few times.
I'm just right here. I'm like, come on, man. Why I can't get this one pick?
I know.
That's where I thought I was going to lose. I was like, man, they about to get her out of here. But
I only got one more, though, that I want to shout out, man.
Okay.
And I know this is one that I got to get you on board, man. But in the final six, this was my favorite part.
I think,
other than Bayley winning,
uh-huh.
Tiffany Stratton. That was my favorite part of the Rumble. Comes in. So a lot of people, obviously.
I don't know why I'm being judged already, but keep on going.
People were disappointed. You know, the general WWE fan that doesn't follow it, you know, a lot like we do, because we're WrestleHolics. So we watch it all. At least we're trying to get you on Tuesdays. But number 29 and 30 were really disappointing. A lot of people were wanting, you know, Sasha Banks, or a.k.a. Mercedes Moné.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were wanting a possible Mickey James appearance. Or, you know.
Or they probably wanted Jade at 30.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, she was 28, but they probably wanted that big.
Wanted a big splash. So mm-hmm. when they got to 29 and 30, they were really starting to get antsy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Tiffany Stratton from NXT, which a lot of people, if you don't watch NXT, you have no idea who she is. And so that's, you know, that's problem number one. But number 30, you had Liv Morgan, is returning. But at the same time, it's like, that's not Sasha Banks. So like, yeah, a lot of people were really disappointed.
I'd rather Liv had came in like around the 20s.
Yeah, yeah, that's something that agreed.
My one,
but Tiffany did. I mean, made a lot of fans. Like a lot of people have been talking about her backstage too. Mm-hmm. Monday Night Raw. I seen this story come out. Everybody, all the superstars are talking about her. How she needs to, you know, be called up. And it's like, all right, y'all finally noticing this? Like, I've been saying on this podcast for how long? Like, she is literally the female Bron Breakker. She has been long overdue mm-hmm. for the main roster. I've been saying it. And obviously her feud with Becky Lynch. And another thing, man, WWE with the storytelling. Again, bringing back, even if you didn't know, but Becky Lynch and Tiffany Stratton had that short feud, and obviously Becky took the belt from her. Remember in the Royal Rumble, they meet again. Yep. They're staring each other down and continuing the story, man. I love that about WWE right now.
So I see how passionate you was about Tiffany on that one.
Love Tiffany.
I definitely will say, I will honestly say this on here. I loved when she came out there.
Let's go.
I did love when she came out there. First off, she started off jumping off the top rope. I was like, okay, let's go. She put in work in that match. Mm-hmm. I do remember one small moment when she came up to the crowd and didn't nobody really say nothing. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I was like, oh, they don't really know her like that.
Right.
And then my
she's also a heel.
Yeah. So my favorite thing was towards the end is when she was holding on Bianca's hair. I was like, yo, this is so impressive. That was a smart idea. Even though she got eliminated, I was like, yo, that really put a lot of attention to her. She's like, oh, she's trying to win for real.
Yes.
Like,
she's going to do whatever it takes.
Smart strategy by her. So I was definitely happy about her. But I do have one superstar I said at the beginning where I didn't expect much from her, but I didn't know she was going to do that bad. And that was Renee Dupree. Swoosh. Swoosh.
Oh, Maxine
Dupri.
Maxine.
See how mad I am?
Maxine.
Like, obviously, you can see she was not in my notes.
Yeah, Maxine.
Renee Dupri. Ooh, that was a butch.
That's a major throwback. Do you remember who Renee Dupri is?
Yeah, but that was part of the little...
La Resistance.
Oh, I hate it.
The French tag team.
It sounded like her name.
Hey, I like them, though. I like some of them old heel tag teams. Man. La Resistance.
I don't know why I said that. I'm going to skip it, but... With her, I think I was mad from the beginning to the
end. Was in it.
Yeah, because I never critiqued no one ever sliding under the ring. It was just like kind of weird how she slid on, but I was like, heck, maybe someone else did it. Maybe I just happened to recognize it. But when she went for the Hurricane Rana on Bayley, I got mad.
Yeah.
Because she butched that.
Butched it.
And then I got mad over she got in the middle of the ring. So I would have been trying to beat up Bailey at this point because I'm not about to give you no entertainment until I hit a move.
Right, until I get it right.
So I was mad about
that. They even tried to redo it and it still didn't hit like that.
She bushed a lot. And I think with the women's division, I just want to see everybody do good. Mm-hmm. But she just bushed it. And then when they got her out, I was like, all right, thank God. Let's get back to the match.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to build the women's division more. And so she is a normal women superstar that we see on Monday nights with the Alpha Academy. So I think they're just still trying to build her up. Mm-hmm. We'll see, you know, but I didn't expect anything from her. So I guess I wasn't let down because that's exactly what I expect. No offense, but she's still learning, honestly.
And it doesn't help that I personally feel like everybody who went in there, they went hard. They executed what they needed to do. Even the people I didn't really know, I was like, oh, everybody did a great job. In my
opinion. Women's Rumble was good, but everything else, bro, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Wait, before I don't know, is this going towards the men's? All right, let's just say one thing about the women's real quick, and that's just Bayley.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, we just gotta bring her up.
Of course. I mean, that's my second favorite woman superstar in the whole roster. So like, you already know,
I'm very proud of her. I even wrote this as a note as well. July 2021. That's when she got injured. Mm-hmm. She's gone for a year and a half. Came back SummerSlam 2022.
Yep.
And since then, man, you can't deny the work she has done. She's had her ups and downs, but if anything, she's been consistent. Yep. She's done what's been told, and now I feel like I don't know. Maybe it's the other part about the rubber. I get emotional for the part where they point at the thing because I'm just like, yo, that's a dope moment to realize. Oh wait, I get to main event. My biggest dream now in a couple of months. So that's the part where I get emotion because you could see in her face it was like, damn, another accomplishment, and it was something she deserved. I know some people was like rather had this that person. I was like, no, man, she really been working. Like
literally since her injury. Literally without her, Damage Control don't work.
No, and that's another thing. Just building that fraction is something.
Yes, they've again. I mean, go from the women's tag team champions with Dakota Kai and Io, and once again the Kabuki Warriors, now again along with Damage Control, another women's tag team title reign. Io's the women's champion, the WWE women's champion, and now Bayley has this. I mean, that's dominant right there for a female led, all female faction, not female led, all female faction. Man, she's been doing it ever since, like you said, ever since she brought them back with her at SummerSlam to feud with Bianca. Ever since that moment, her career has taken a whole nother level, and now she's getting ready to get on this babyface run where she's about to go babyface on us. And we're not, and we're for the first time, we're not going to get the hugging Bayley.
Oh, thank
so
God.
We're going to get a whole new babyface Bayley that we haven't seen yet, and that's what I'm most excited about. So she deserves this, man. Her first Royal Rumble,
man. That's what's up, man. Now,
now the bad, because the rest of this pay per view was trash to me.
Come on,
I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling it. I could have did without Logan Paul, Kevin Owens.
Oh, no, 100%.
I wasn't feeling that match at all.
I wasn't feeling the match, but I did like how it ended.
The ending was cool.
Yeah.
But that's how most of his matches end.
Well, with the brass knuckles. But
I
think Kevin Owens got disqualified.
He did.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, okay, that makes sense. But it didn't. That wasn't even a regular Logan Paul match to me.
No, it was.
That's crazy to say that. He only been in a few matches.
And usually he does something that's like crazy. You know what I'm saying? In the match, I guess you can only do so much.
Maybe they didn't mix right in the ring or something.
I don't know. Maybe it was their chemistry. Maybe they just don't mesh well together, because Logan Paul looked good with Roman. He looked great with Ricochet. I mean, maybe he just they didn't mix well together. He looked great with Seth Rollins. So, I mean, maybe it was just that, but I wasn't feeling that match. And the Fatal 4-Way, same time and place. Same old song and dance with Roman. Same old thing. I mean, are you tired of it yet? Like, you gotta be on. Like, I've been saying the same thing.
It's dragging. I don't even like talking about it, because I know, like,
it makes you mad, right? It's about damn time.
No,
Drew.
The thing is, I still love the blood a lot. It's just these endings is messing me up. I'm like, come on, man. Like, I'm holding on to this storyline.
Like, I almost turned the channel.
I just
when Solo came out, because, like, it's the same bullshit, bro. Every match, like, literally. I get it. Like, he's a heel, and the best heels of all time, all of them cheat. Mm-hmm. All of them. All of them have people that help them win, and they always cheat. That's why they're a heel. Mm-hmm. But, like, damn, the exact same way, Solo comes in, spike, 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 match over. It's like, come on, bro.
I'm not going to lie. I'm sick of it in a way. I think
My God.
I need a different ending. With Roman
and
actually.
And that match wasn't good either.
It wasn't. And I kind of.
It was so dry.
I was really just. I think I. What was I doing? Like I said, I was at Zach Call's crib.
Hey, shout out Downstate.
And, shout out to Downstate, Zach and Sean. And, yeah, what was I? I think I was grabbing a beer during that match.
Yeah, see? Bathroom break.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens and Logan Paul are supposed to be the bathroom break. You breaking during Roman Reigns. Yeah, that's the problem.
I wasn't really too much interested in that.
I wasn't feeling it. And like I told you, who was the fall guy?
AJ Styles.
I told you.
I was like, huh, that's interesting. I don't know. I thought it was going to be LA Knight, but I'll take it.
The fact that, that's what makes me mad. Like, the fact that I keep predicting it. Mm-hmm. Makes me mad, because then I'm not surprised, and I want to be surprised. I want something to, like the Royal Rumbles. Mm-hmm. I want to be caught off guard. And I literally told y'all a month ago that this was going to happen. As soon as they started this whole stupid Fatal 4-Way stuff and brought in AJ Styles in it and LA Knight, it's like, all right, well, we know how this ends. AJ Knight's has the smallest stature in terms of greatness, I guess, right now. He's the least, I guess, you know, out of these guys, he has the least amount of, I don't even know what word I'm looking for here, but like, exposure, he is not as big. He's not as big as Randy Orton. He's not bigger than LA Knight right now. All time he is. But at this moment, LA Knight's a bigger star. And obviously, he's nowhere near Roman. So, like, he's got to take the fall. It's so predictable.
I think, I've been over here smirking for about a minute now, laughing. I'm like, I know why they did that, Annie. Them three old dudes he had to fight, they couldn't be in the Royal Rumble this year. I just thought about that. I was like, Randy Orton up there in age. AJ Styles definitely up there. LA Knight, hey, yeah, yeah.
I know, like, sometimes they even have them, like, later on. Like, you know how they used to do it, where they would be in the match earlier and then reappear? Like,
I thought that was going to happen.
Yeah. Who? Like Becky did it that 1 year when she won. Mm-hmm. She was in the match with Asuka the year she won, and then she came out. But obviously, when they do that, you expect them to win, usually. Because it's not, like, oh, what are they doing here? So, but you're right. Orton probably wasn't in it because of his neck and age. Hmm. But LA Knight could have been. I thought LA Knight should have been in it, at the very least.
I thought he would have. Because
I felt like
last year's, was he?
No.
Dang.
So, I felt like the reason LA Knight should have been in it was because I felt like having him, CM Punk, like, I'm thinking, like, final five or six. Mm-hmm. LA Knight should have been in that final five or six. Because I honestly think that would have created a little bit more anticipation for the ending. Mm-hmm. Because once it got down to, like, Drew McIntyre, CM Punk, and Cody, it's CM Punk or Cody. But, like, if LA Knight's in that mix, it's like, I mean, he ain't won no Rumble either. Mm. I mean,
maybe they'll do something with him. Maybe they'll have him in the King of the
Ring. He's going to be the one. He's going to take it from Logan Paul. He's going to be the one to take it.
Thank God. Cause I'm
yeah, never... I think that's what's going to happen at WrestleMania. At least I hope. Because if they don't, then... And then, I mean, so we agree. Like, so the Logan Paul, Kevin Owens match wasn't...
Nah, this is the year I would really say I was really just into the Rumble.
Yeah, like just the Rumble matches?
Yeah. I think that might be for the rest of my life.
The Men's Rumble for me, and this is where... You sound like you were a much bigger fan of it than I was. Because
certain parts,
and so much has happened since then. I mean, we'll get to that, but like, just talking about the Men's Rumble in general, like, I was so a lot of this I have to blame on social media. Mm-hmm. Because they create all this buzz and all these rumors for possible returns, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And we got nothing.
No facts.
Like, there was literally like, what surprises did we have? Andrade?
I didn't care for that one. I didn't. That's how messed up. I don't have no problem with him. It's just like, I didn't care. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, yeah, he's back.
With the Vince McMahon allegations, you know, Brock Lesnar was, and I know we're not going to get into that a whole lot because what is there to say? Yep. But, you know, I think Brock Lesnar was supposed to come back.
I look at the positive on that one.
And obviously, just, Brock ain't coming back right now either, because his name is all up in it too.
Yeah,
but I think Bron Breakker took his spot
and did exactly what
he was supposed to do.
So that was one of my favorites. I know that's going to be surprising.
That was my only, well, one of two favorites from the match.
Bron Breakker did exactly what he was supposed to do. He put in some work. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah. I just remember seeing him go off the ropes. I'm like, this dude is ready. Usually when he doing all the, like, the flexing him on NXT, I'm not usually like, oh, whatever. There's 60 people in here right now.
Right.
Calm down, dog. But that one was where he had me hyped. Like, let's go smack somebody, bro.
Yeah, and like, you didn't even get the full glimpse. Like, when he starts, so obviously he's more comfortable with people on NXT, mm-hmm. but like, when he really starts going on the ropes, mm-hmm. like, when he picks up real speed, bro, he is like one of the fastest I've ever seen.
I'm over here seeing just old memories of Steiner brothers. I'm like, yo, this is crazy how he is exactly like them dudes.
I mean, he's better to me in my opinion.
Oh, no, 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Like, he was honestly, other than the result, he was the only other thing I enjoyed about the Men's Royal Rumble. Two things, that is literally it.
You know what I'm mad about with my notes for the men's? I got like three things on there, and Bron is one of them.
See?
I'm already checked off one.
Yeah,
so,
see?
And the crazy part is the second thing I got is the entrance I hate. I don't know if you're going to guess who it was.
The entrance you hate?
The one entrance I hated.
Who was that?
Omos.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I got mad how WWE did it in a production way. They try to make it like he's just the biggest giant in the world. Like, yo, we've mm-hmm. seen this dude 1,000 times.
Billion man. Times.
We know what to expect. Quit trying to make him like this force. He didn't do nothing.
It felt like Vince McMahon was still there.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. And it's like, come on, man.
I did low-key say when he walked, I was like, yo, he's still working?
Right. Like, bro.
Mind you, he's a great guy. But
yeah. Outside of the ring, Omos mm-hmm. is a great dude. Mm-hmm. Honestly. Met him a couple of times, actually. He is really nice. He takes photos with the fans all the time. He does all the video interviews. He's mm-hmm. a very nice guy. But like, just me personally, like, I mean, a lot of people enjoy him, and there is a lot of people that do enjoy the Giants. They really do. Mm-hmm. But for me, I have never enjoyed the Giants. The only big man, quote unquote, big man that I ever enjoyed, and I guess this is it's both of them, but Kane and Undertaker. I never liked Big Show. I never liked the Great Khali. I never enjoyed none of them. And I guess, I mean, Mark Henry is the world's strongest man, but he's not like a giant.
No. I hate it, Khali. I swear to
God. Yeah, never.
Exactly. I would definitely say that one. I hate it.
So just from a personal perspective, I don't enjoy the giant wrestlers.
I don't get nothing from them on a standpoint of like, there's so many moves y'all can do in the ring.
Yeah, there's only, that's my problem. And there's only so much.
And like, y'all really can't even do those moves.
Mm-hmm.
And that, man, it sucks. I ain't gonna lie, it sucks to like knock on Omos because you see the character outside of the ring.
Right.
So just speaking on him on that part, it's just like, yeah.
I feel like WWE missed big on the Men's Rumble. And I get it. It's so obviously like, it's more difficult because there's a lot, while the women's division is growing and getting better, mm-hmm. it's also more clear who the top women are.
Mm-hmm.
Where the men, there's a lot of good men wrestlers that, and you can only have 30, right?
Yep.
So I think that's what the big problem is you finding those guys and making sure that you have all of them. And the only thing that I was disappointed in, number one, like I said, no surprises. But there is no way, if you're bringing NXT guys, there is no way Trick Williams is not in that room.
I was really confused about that one.
Huge miss.
I was confused. Huge. I was like, did y'all think he wasn't ready for the Rumble? Or
did they not see SmackDown?
No.
When he saved Carmelo?
No. No.
Did they not see that? Like, I don't, like, I'm sorry, but, like, first of all, obviously he's in Florida because that's where NXT is. Mm-hmm. So you can't sit here and tell me he's not near town and able, if you even changed your mind, like, in the last couple of days, which I'm sure they did with the whole Vince McMahon thing, I'm sure that changed everything. There's no way you can tell me that Trick wasn't able to be in that Rumble. He is literally the most over wrestler in NXT, period. There is nobody that is a bigger star than Trick Williams in NXT right now. You heard him when he came out and helped Carmelo. People literally singing his song like he was CM Punk.
Yeah, like he's this world champion.
Literally. Like, and he's like, I to me, that was a huge miss by WWE and an opportunity that they could have really ate up. Imagine that, bro. They're in Tampa. Yeah. They're already there. All those people know who Trick is.
It sucks, but I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
I was so upset.
Maybe they got some better plan for him.
I love Melo, so I'm glad Melo got his shine.
He went to work, too. He went to work while he went in there.
But you got to have Trick, too. You can't tell me that Omos spot couldn't have went to Trick Williams or something.
I'm going to see if I can warm this conversation up real quick. How did you feel about the first two entries? I think we kind of skipped that.
Oh, the Usos.
The Usos.
Oh, I loved it.
Okay.
That was one of the few things that I loved.
Okay, I had to make sure.
It started off and I was hyped. I was like, let's go.
I love the stare down.
Yes. The way they looked at each other, like even though they were internally, you already know, laughing so hard inside, but like they did a great job hiding it because the way they was looking at each other, bro, like,
it was crazy.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. I like that. It was just like the look. And like there was another thing I got to keep on shining data. Yeah. It's the production of this.
Yes.
It was like you're getting both their faces.
Yeah.
You're getting a stare down. At one point, I was like, hey, we can wait for contestant three to come out. I'd rather have a stare off.
just stare until number three come out.
Like, I don't know what y'all going to do when three come in, but hey, I want you two mad at each other for a little bit. I don't know, but maybe I got
it. Started off, that was what's so disappointing. Like, they started off so hard with that. Loved it. And then it just went downhill so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, another thing, too, that I didn't like. Why? Something else that they need to end is all members of factions do not need to be in the Rumble. Like, why in the hell is all of the Judgment Day in the Royal Rumble? JD McDonough? Really?
Yeah, but understand, really? They got him out of there fast, though.
That's a waste of a spot.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Like, that spot could have been for Trick.
Oh, why,
like,
did you say that? Because I'm about to start thinking more stuff.
Yeah, like, see, stuff like that, and like,
Pat McAfee, that was the waste of
spot. A lot of people were saying that was Brock's spot. So I don't know which one's true.
I think the Braun Breaker, it was really the Braun. I mean,
see, I think After like,
wait, oh sorry,
I think Pat McAfee's spot was Brock's.
No, so
because he had no idea that he was even in the Rumble.
So I think McAfee, that was probably his original spot. Mm-hmm. It was Braun Breaker. It was the Omos and Brock. Like, yeah. Remember, they had a match with each other.
Yeah. So in that terms was of, the stare down. I get what you're saying. So in terms of actual, like, entrance spot, mm-hmm. it was meant for Lesnar for Pat McAfee. But in terms of what they did in the Rumble, Braun Breaker did what Brock was supposed to do.
Yeah. So I think from what I'm hearing is Dom was supposed to be the one to take out Brock Lesnar. And that was supposed to be a match for the near future.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a crazy matchup. I don't know why they thought that's a matchup. But
yeah, I don't.
Yeah, okay, so we can talk about this a little bit. Like, yo, why y'all thought Rock and Dom
that match wasn't gonna hit?
What was Dom gonna do?
Yeah, like
y'all better jump Rock with that briefcase.
Right. Like, there's no way that would have made any sense.
Man, yeah, so other than that, Men's Royal Rumble. Wait, well, I'm not finished. I'm about to go to the main part.
Yeah, it's like I'm telling you, bro. Like, that's literally it, though. That's why you're trying to go to the end, because nothing else happened. Oh, there was no
something happened.
There was no surprises. There was no nothing.
There was something that happened, Dedrick.
What's that? What am I missing?
Adrenaline in my soul. Every fight out of control.
This man looked up the lyrics on Genius.
No. I know these guys. Trust me. I know these dudes. This is a song that's been stuck in my head for years. Like, not, even if I didn't want to know this song, I know the song.
I almost want to be like Pat McAfee now, like when he made Michael Cole do the announcement like Samantha. I'm about to sit here and make you actually sing the song like Zach does.
Oh, trust me. I don't
get tired. He said nobody would hear that.
Adrenaline.
Yes, sir. That's podding right there, man. We get Drew that bust a note.
Oh, man. I'm just having too much fun. I got to work after this. But
yes, sir.
No, but obviously.
Cody went back to back.
Back to back. Been 26 years. I was happy, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Even when everybody asked me, like, why you so happy for it? Like, first, I got to think, my good friends, they mm-hmm. are literally, our good friends, they are literally the entrance song. So mm-hmm. when you see him win and you hear that song, you're like, man, that's like a dope moment to see for him. Seeing Cody was emotional even after he won. But let's just go back. This was actually a good spot to me. The last two, him and CM Punk. Mm. I did like how they gave us a little bit of a match mm-hmm. towards the end.
Especially now that we found out that CM Punk was quote-unquote injured.
Mm-hmm. I was we talk about that next episode.
Quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote. I did like that. Him throwing him out, I think it could have been a little bit better, but I still liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just ready to see how this all ends, because now what we had got on Monday Night Raw, Seth Rollins had made a proposal that kind of confused me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that? Pretty much he was just letting Cody know that
he's trying to convince him.
Yeah, the world title has more. The world title has more. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know, prestige and what. Yeah, more of that.
He said you want the Hulk Hogan title with Roman's title, where you know he's back every month or every 6 months. Mm-hmm. You know, he was slamming Roman by the way.
So I say this, he did good. That promo, it was great.
Yeah,
I wasn't sold on it only because you have a knee brace on.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I was like unsold about. I was like, if you take the knee brace off, maybe I'll be more understanding. So I don't know what we're getting with this Seth Rollins thing, but honestly, I still want Cody to be the one to dethrone Roman.
Of course,
like I think we're at this point. Heck, if Roman win at WrestleMania 40, heck, man, hey, we might as well got a whole 8 years to this point now. Yeah. Just break the record.
Cody taking the belt from Seth doesn't hit as much.
Nah.
It's not the same. It's not going to be the same feeling, and to me, that's a waste. I don't want to call it the secondary belt because Seth has done a great job on building that title up in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. But the belt is Roman's. It's got to be Roman's. He's been undefeated for how long? You got the streak. It's got to be Roman's. I think honestly what they're doing is just trying to create a storyline to build up Cody actually picking Roman. Obviously something like they haven't even interacted yet. And I'm assuming that Cody's probably going to go on SmackDown. He's probably going to, rub elbows with Roman too and tease him and tease that battle. And then eventually something's going to be said or done that's going to make Cody like, all right, it's Roman, bro. I'm sorry. I think that's what they're doing. Like the same thing with Bayley. Like Bayley hasn't officially picked her opponent either, but we know. Like, come on, bro.
It was kind of funny though, how
she don't win the Rumble to face Rhea. Like that don't even make sense. She wins the Rumble to face Io. It's the only thing that makes any sense.
I think that would be a good Saturday night. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah,
that'd be a good Saturday night fight. Her and Io. It's pretty much what we're gonna have to see what happens with that.
So you wasn't sold on Seth, his promo?
No, I really was. I mean, it was just the fact that the whole knee brace thing. So I'm like, I get what y'all doing if this is like a fake injury, but I'm like, bro, we didn't need the fake injury.
Nah. I don't think he's fake injured because Seth has been wrestling. And if he was, I don't know. Raw was weird without him wrestling, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't think his injury is fake. I really don't.
I just don't know.
I didn't see no limp though. But I
didn't see nothing. I'm like,
I didn't see a limp, but I still don't think it's fake because he's too big of a star to sideline for no reason.
We'll see in the near future.
What about Drew McIntyre and CM Punk? That whole thing, like Drew McIntyre is becoming the top heel quickly. I mean, it's still probably Dom, but Drew McIntyre is quickly becoming one of my new favorite. I mean, he's not even a new heel. Like a lot of people that grew up watching Drew, they know him as a heel. Mm-hmm. So like, honestly, it's weird seeing him as a baby face, but I'm enjoying.
See, I'm the Drew opposite. McIntyre. It's weird for me seeing him as a heel.
Really?
Yes. Because I think NXT, I wasn't watching at that time when he was there. So I really didn't get to know McIntyre until he was in the Dome.
Wow.
I didn't really pay too much attention to him until they gave him opportunity.
Yeah.
So then that's when I started to like him. He's doing a good job at the hill. It's weird for me to see him as it.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's like you said,
like he is
normal.
Trolling CM Punk bad on Twitter. I don't know if
I've seen that.
My goodness, I am loving it every second.
Like, oh, this dude's really, you really don't
eating
like
it
him.
Up. Obviously, so, you know, so CM Punk, in case anybody didn't know, apparently got injured in the Royal Rumble match from a DDT from Drew McIntyre, according to the, and you could see it when you rewatch it. You can see after the DDT. CM Punk rolls in the corner and he's talking to the referee. Mm-hmm. And the referee comes up and he's hiding it. He's hiding the referee that is there. So you could tell that was the moment. Mm-hmm. But tore his triceps after that move. So Drew McIntyre is eating it up. And he said, what do you tell him? He said, I prayed for this.
I prayed for this. Okay, Meek Mill.
Right. He said, I prayed for this. Prayed for him to get hurt.
I was disappointed. I was like, now we definitely not going to get this match.
No.
WrestleMania.
So now Monday Night Raw is now both without Seth Rollins and CM Punk. So likely WrestleMania. So who the hell's winning the chamber then?
I just thought of a messed up joke. I was like, man, heck, since y'all both injured, why don't y'all have a handicap match? Man, sick. Let's see.
Ambulance match?
Yeah, no, we call it a handicap match. That's what I want. That's why I literally want to call it
handicap. What they call it, the stretcher match?
Yeah.
Sitting out on the stretcher. Early look ahead. So that's my question is like, so who's going to win the chambers then? Who are the early favorites to go to walk out of Australia with the shot?
So I had thought about that earlier. My first guess was Drew. But also, I don't know. Sometimes I take things personal with some of these opportunities. Like, yeah, it'd be cool to see Drew get another WrestleMania opportunity. Mm-hmm. But I don't want him to get bullshitted. I'm putting it right out there. I don't want him to get bullshitted.
Like he's already lost?
Yeah. It's like, bro, I don't want to see him lose like this all the time. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got sympathy for some of these wrestlers. Right. It's like, bro, I know you get tired of losing every week. And it doesn't go nowhere afterward. So I definitely would like to see him win at WrestleMania. Hey, he deserved it. Heck, he's been putting his work just like everybody else.
That's fair. I mean, again, so obviously if he wins the chamber then, and you assume Cody picks Roman, so the winner of the chamber would face Seth at WrestleMania, or in case Seth vacates the title before then, I don't know what's going to happen, but.
I think that Seth injury and how they're going with it is confusing everybody, and maybe that's something they want to do with everybody, just confuse them, but this way sucks.
Yeah. It's super confusing because now there's a big cloud over WrestleMania because you're assuming that Cody's facing Roman, but like, what else?
We don't know.
So what about the other belt now that you've been building up for the last year? Not to mention Seth has already beaten the whole damn roster.
I wonder how that puts like for creative. How they feel.
like Seth is, I'm assuming, especially now because CM Punk, I'm assuming, was the original plan to win the chamber. So now he's hurt. So is he going to be good enough to win the chamber? Like, are they still going to have him, like, just be like the last one to come in the chamber and do as minimal work as possible and have him still win the chamber and still rehab him until WrestleMania?
I don't know, what the heck?
So, like, or do they have a backup plan? Is there another guy?
This sucks.
Yeah. So it's like, now what do you do? Because Seth is already beaten. The only person he hasn't beaten is Cody. Mm-hmm. But obviously those two aren't, at least we're assuming, aren't going to face each other. The only way, unless we get what Manny T has been saying,
what was
Rock
that?
Roman, and maybe Cody chooses Seth.
I thought about that earlier, but I kind of...
Maybe.
It was like one of those, like, nah, ain't going to happen.
Because you can't tell me The Rock can't just come back whenever he wants and say, all right, it's time.
I just hope he don't come back and win the title.
Nah,
Rocky, bring that title back, bro. Nah.
That's why a lot of people don't even want the match to happen with the belt. Like, they don't even want Roman to have the belt they face.
I
want to
see y'all wrestle. Like, literally, I don't want no title on the line or anything.
I'd rather them do it at SummerSlam when there's no belt, because I'm assuming Roman's losing at WrestleMania. So do it at SummerSlam.
Mm. Or Rock comes and cheat for Cody, and, that'd be crazy.
Ooh. There we go. See, this is why I like doing these, because we're creating our own storylines. Mm-hmm. And that way when they happen, we can say we said it first.
Yep, for sure.
And anybody that says it after is copying. But yeah, so I think that's a good recap. Yep. I think the Royal Rumble was in the rear view. We're ready for the Elimination Chamber. I just think things are going to get real interesting as it progresses with the Chamber. Like, the women's side, Nia Jax is probably a favorite, probably Becky Lynch, because we're assuming Bayley picks EO to go to SmackDown or stay on SmackDown and go for that belt. Mm-hmm. That's on SmackDown, the WWE Women's Championship. So the winner of the Chamber would face Rhea at WrestleMania. So Nia Jax is a favorite right now, but a lot of people expect Becky Lynch.
We gonna see, because I ain't gonna lie to you. If Nia does fight her, I think it'll be an Elimination Chamber. It's not gonna be a big WrestleMania moment, obviously.
Yeah.
Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's that time. Y'all teased us with it for so long, and at this point, it's like, all right, we getting close to WrestleMania. Let's get this fight started. If I go another year with these two teasing to each other, I'm gonna get annoyed. And I swear to God, y'all better not have a belt either if y'all want to tease it some more either. I know that much. Like, y'all annoying. But hey, just to end this off, man, you got anything to say before we go off?
Just follow us everywhere, man. WrestleHolics, follow me everywhere. DC Hendrix, you can search Dedrick Hendrix too. If you Google me, you'll find all the articles, because I can't go by DC Hendrix on the articles. So Dedrick Hendrix or DC Hendrix, search me, you'll find me. WrestleHolics pod on everywhere, all platforms, and check us out, man. We'll keep continuing to cover everything that's happening as the Chamber approaches. We'll have a nice little preview show on that. WrestleMania season will be here before you know it too.
WrestleMania season,
so keep up with us.
All right, y'all. So definitely make sure to follow me on Podcast Drew and Fuller Vision on Instagram. Also remember to follow my group Kaida. Make sure if y'all need any podcasts done or podcast photography, any t-shirts made, editing, just hit me up on one of those platforms. Also make sure to follow WrestleHolics on TikTok. Follow us on Twitter. Damn, I'm trying to think of everything. Also shout out to our sponsor TND Motorsports and MVP Bowling Lanes. I might be getting winded.
it's a lot going on. That's a good problem.
But man, definitely appreciate y'all listening, man. This is the WrestleHolics Podcast, and we'll get back with y'all later.